Good morning. You have Brad Knight for the Opinion Advisory Early Morning Markets on Thursday, the 4th of December. A little bit to talk about around overnight moves. Really wasn't a good night for commodity markets for two reasons. Our firmer Aussie cross rate, mainly due to weakness in the US dollar, which has been slowly weakening now for for a few weeks after having some strength prior to that. So that is going to put some pressure on local values, which I think will coincide, or is coinciding with some better harvesting weather, particularly through Victoria and better parts of South Australia where some of the better crops are, particularly for wheat. We should see wheat harvest really ramp up in Vic over the next sort of week to 10 days, which will ease a little bit of the pressure that is in that market, as well as some of the shorts in your likes of lentils and barley getting pretty well covered now as well. So, yeah, really not positive news from any angle. So I suspect we will see both wheat and barley down a bit today on the bid side, at least to begin with. But continue to look for opportunities for specific delivery points and execution scenarios where there are still shorts in the market. Oil seeds also had a rough night, mainly due to weakness in that both Motif and iced canola. I think it was probably largely driven by the Canadian canola market. They have a Stats Can report out tomorrow night our time, which will give sort of their final crop size estimates for the Canadian crop of canola, and the market expectations are that it will be a bit bigger than first expected. So in the market was trading that, probably running into that report, and that saw weakness across both those Motif and markets, or follow through to European as well. So expect canola will be down at least 5, possibly 10 today. And the big thing we're watching on canola, and this is particularly common in Victoria, is the depth of buyers. Where bulk handlers are chasing grain, particularly crushers that are bulk handlers, such as GrainFlow, Wade, Cargill, and GrainCorp, their bids are very aggressive compared to other alternatives. And once they do actually get cover or harvest slows in the area on canola, they won't have any need to chase the grain as hard. So we are still remaining very keen sellers of canola in this market, because we're just not seeing the follow through of offshore support either. Basically, that's get it harvested as quickly as possible in the bin and allocate contracts and try and sell the balance as we get through. Hope everyone has a great day. Thank you very much.